Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, a national nonprofit based in New York City, partners with the City Foundation each year to host the National Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. The $10,000 top prize this year went to an 18-year-old Yes Carolina student from our state's Lowcountry for her business plan for reusable fabric cloths that can remove makeup without the addition of water. Jasmine Adams is founder of Smudgies, based in Charleston, South Carolina, and she joins us now by phone from her college assignment, the University of Dallas in Dallas, Texas. Jasmine, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you so much.
First of all, maybe our listeners might not be familiar with Yes Carolina. Tell us about that.
Yes Carolina is the chapter or partner of NIFTY in South Carolina, and they have a course where teachers actually learn how to teach entrepreneurship, and then they go into the schools and they put on classes for students from middle and high school to learn how to start a business.
And share with us your experience in going through the whole contest process.
Yeah, so I started out in an entrepreneurship class at my high school, and then there was a class competition. They brought in outside judges to vote on our business plans that we gave, and then I moved on to the regional competition, which was at College of Charleston. I ended up winning regionals and then going on to state, which was also at College of Charleston, and I got second at state behind Colin Posnansky, and then went to nationals in New York City.
And what was involved once you arrived there?
There, the context of the competition was pretty much the same. I had 8.5 minutes to present my business plan, and then the judges had a few minutes to ask questions. There were students from all over the country there. That was a really cool experience to be able to go there and present the business plan.
Well, obviously you impressed the judges with your company, your product, your business plan. Tell us about the idea, where it came from, and what exactly is a smudgie?
So a smudgie is a small 4x4, two pieces of fabric actually stitched together. And the way I actually came up with the idea is that the fabric is kind of like swimsuit or athletic material. I grew up as a swimmer here in the Lowcountry, and even after I stopped swimming, I had all these old swimsuits laying around my room. And as I was trying to do makeup early in the morning, one day it was just the closest thing. So I grabbed it and tried to wipe off my makeup on it. And it ended up working so well for me that I kept doing it. And then once I ended up in the entrepreneurship class, I decided to kind of take the idea and run with it.
You made a prototype. It worked. And then what?
I just kept going to the business competitions. I was making them at home for a while with the help of my parents. But then eventually I was able to find a factory here in Texas. It's about 2 hours away from my college campus, and they're actually the ones producing the smudgies now. And I'm basically running the business from here in Dallas.
Well, tell us how you are marketing this product now and what have been your challenges in actually getting it up and running.
So I'm marketing through social media and through word of mouth, of course, anyone that I can tell about it. The college here has been very supportive. They've been posting it. It has definitely been a challenge as high school and now college student. You know, I don't have very much experience. I don't have a whole lot of knowledge about running a business. So that definitely made it difficult. But there are also a lot of people who are really willing to help me, especially as a young person. And of course, it's difficult to juggle like schoolwork and being so far from home and making that transition along with still trying to build a business.
And your plans are moving forward with the company?
Yeah, I would love to take the business as far as I can. I'd love to get it into stores and hopefully partner with some other makeup or cosmetics companies and maybe one day just sell the brand as it is. But yeah, just trying to grow it for now.
Jasmine, I understand that besides the monetary award from this competition, NTFE, they provide some other services for winning this award as well.
Yeah, the NIFTY organization is really cool. They try to keep in touch with all the young entrepreneurs who go through their programs. They definitely offer any help that they can, legal help, connections. So they definitely do what they can to help
Jasmine, congratulations again on your award, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much.
Jasmine Adams is founder of Smudgies, based in Charleston, South Carolina. She is the top prize winner this year from the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship's National Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.